News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
It is unacceptable to put a person in jail without bail because she followed her conscience.
Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee will hold a rally tomorrow outside the jail where Kim Davis remains for refusing to let gay couples get married, though she's trying to get out. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers has the latest live.
Her attorney, Matt Staver, has officially appealed the judge's ruling to put his client behind bars and even compared Davis to a civil rights icon.
Kim is someone like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in a sense that he was willing to pay the consequences for his decision and his conscience.
Davis cites her religious beliefs as the reason she refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples in Rowan County. She says she's prepared to stay in jail, but would prefer to be a free woman, Dave.
Tanya, it's Labor Day, and President Obama will give a gift to thousands of workers. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
President Obama will mark the holiday by signing an executive order requiring paid sick leave for employees of federal contractors. Right now, some 300,000 people who work for federal contractors do not have the ability to earn sick days. Under the policy, they'll be able to get 1 hour of paid sick time for every 30 hours in the job. The president will officially unveil the executive order today at a union rally and breakfast in Boston. Critics of President Obama's workplace policy say they raise costs for employers. Dave.
Rachel, Hillary Clinton is now trailing in New Hampshire. Bernie Sanders leads 41-32 in a new NBC Marist poll. Clinton says she expects a close presidential primary.
I remember very well in 2008, I faced a similar situation.
Her lead in Iowa is down to 11 points. In the Republican race, that poll has Donald Trump still leading in both states. Pakistan's long been critical of U.S. drone strikes in that country. Now it has its own drone for the first time, killing three militants near the Afghan border. France will do more to battle ISIS, with flights over Syria starting tomorrow to help plan airstrikes on Islamic militant targets, but France is ruling out any ground forces. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on two-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurant total equipment coverage as of April 10th, 2015.
Getting a new Galaxy iPhone or other smartphone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting your new smartphone is a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of those big cell phone companies, you're paying way too much. Switch to SquareTrade phone protection instead and start saving hundreds of dollars. Phone insurance from Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carriers can cost you as much as $11 every month, plus up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade phone protection is less than $5 a month with a much lower deductible. We can save you over $240. And switching to SquareTrade is easy. Even if you're locked into a two-year phone contract with Verizon, Sprint, or other wireless carrier, you can cancel their phone insurance anytime. We'll even show you how.
Switch to SquareTrade now and save over $240. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade!
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair, home of the 8-to-8, same great rate. It's hot outside. Now is a great time to get your air conditioner working at top performance. Or it may be time to replace it. At Superior, we're offering 0% interest for 60 months with approved credit on any new comfort system. That's 5 years, zero interest, right now at Superior. Start saving money by calling us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
AeroFit has done it again. Voted best of the Brazos in the health club and best in personal training services. AeroFit has been voted best of the Brazos for 13 years. AeroFit has also been voted the Eagles Reader's Choice Health Club as well. If you're thinking about joining a health club, why not consider the best with AeroFit? Enrollment fees start at only $49 and the dues are about $1 per day. Tired of your current gym? Then transfer your membership from another club and you'll get 3 months free. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff and exclusive Smart Start program, AeroFit can get get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Mention this ad and you can enroll for just $49. Plus, if you're transferring from another club, you can qualify for up to 3 months free. The best in fitness and personal training services at AeroFit. Call, come by, or click aerofitclubs.com today and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. You know you're gonna feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
When was the last time you priced your homeowner's, ranch, business, or car insurance? Call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, and get a free rate quote. At Rollo Insurance, we are a local independent agency that writes with national companies that you know, including Travelers, Safeco, Allstate, Progressive, MetLife, Germania, and more. Farms, motorcycles, small business, we can insure them all. Quit spending too much money on insurance and call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, at 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
WTAW News Time is 7:05. 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A stuck car and a minor crash lead to DWI convictions and prison time following plea agreements with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office. The stuck car belonged to a Magnolia man who was arrested in March of last year south of College Station. The blood alcohol level of 46-year-old Gregory Mogg was more than three times the legal limit. He was sentenced to 10 years for his sixth DWI. And a minor crash in Bryan 3 months ago led to the second DWI arrest of a College Station man this year. 40-year-old Edward Jenkins was sentenced to 4 years after being under the influence of PCP while driving with his 7-year-old child in the car. A prearranged confrontation outside a College Station apartment complex Friday resulted in gunfire and an arrest. Police report no one was hit from the shots fired at the Gables apartments on University Oaks Boulevard. 24-year-old Sean Deere of College Station was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Officers were told the victims had kicked out Deere's girlfriend from their apartment, and they scheduled a face-to-face over the ownership of disputed property. Two Bryan men, who between them have been to jail 30 times in the last 11 years, were recently arrested. 24-year-old Bobby Perry II is out of jail on bond after he was arrested for hitting an ex-girlfriend with a 2-foot-long crowbar. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, the woman was going to seek medical treatment for a golf ball-sized bump on her forearm. Still in jail is a man who led a Bryan policeman on a lengthy foot chase after knocking down the officer. According to the arrest report, 31-year-old Joshua Curtis was caught with crack cocaine in a restroom at Neal Park. Curtis is accused of flushing the drugs down a sink, then shoving himself away from an officer who fell and was treated for minor injuries. Congress returns to work Tuesday from their August recess with issues facing leadership in the Republican Party. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's frustrated with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Examples include the president's nuclear arms deal with Iran.
And he's already said, look, I'm willing to give up on Planned Parenthood and trying to defund Planned Parenthood. He has tried to come up with a barber boxer highway bill to shove down the throat of the House. It didn't work out very well for him.
Flores, who chairs the Republican Study Committee, says McConnell needs to quit conceding defeat before legislative fights are even ever get started. The parents of two A&M Consolidated High School graduates are the latest contributors to the College Station School District's Educational Foundation. The foundation board was presented a $20,000 check from Dr. Leonard and Mayor Nancy Berry. Dr. Berry said he received the money as a charitable grant by Lowe's after serving on their board of directors. The Telehealth Counseling Clinic is hosting an open house Wednesday at their clinic located at the Texas A&M Health Science Center on Highway 47.
The Telehealth Counseling Clinic offers free mental health counseling and assessments from five remote clinics located in Bryan, Navasota, Centerville, Madisonville, and Brenham. Director Dr. Carly McCord says all five counties they serve are designated mental health professional shortage areas.
Services are hard to find often, and even folks with insurance, sometimes the copay can then make those services inaccessible to them. So the fact that the services are free, it certainly helps bring down a lot of barriers. The fact that they are located in within the five counties makes them a little easier to get to.
McCord says sessions are conducted by advanced doctoral students who are supervised by a licensed psychologist. She says Wednesday's open house will showcase their services, research, and training opportunities. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:09 at 76 degrees. We'll have more news at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdell Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdell Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdell creates one-of-a-kind, fresh and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
School is started, but the heat's still with us, so cool off with these great September specials from your favorite Rattler store, like Music Mountain Water, only $4.39 a case. And if you're hungry, grab a package of Biggs or David Sunflower Seeds, the 5.25-ounce bag, two for only $2.22. On your way home from another scorching day on the job, then get to your closest Rattler store and grab any 24-pack of your favorite beer from the fine families of beer from Bud, Miller, and Coors. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
Good morning, it's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Sunshine, it's in the forecast for today. It'll send temperatures up to 95 degrees during the afternoon. We're clear tonight, though a little bit of fog could develop by morning. Overnight lows around 75. Mostly sunny and hot tomorrow. Temperatures are back to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 75. During Wednesday, clouds will fill in. There may be a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs Wednesday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with A&M football getting their first win of the season in their first game of the season. High school football is in week two. We'll get you caught up there as well, plus all the A&M athletics and the Stros win. the Stros win late with a grand slam. All that and more coming up in sports at 7:50.
They always call him Mr. Touchdown. They always call
I haven't heard this forever today.
Yeah, really. Well, so here's the problem is you know, they every week they bring out these polls, you know, the college polls.
Sure.
And I guess the two we have now are the Associated Press poll and USA Today poll.
The coaches poll.
Right. Okay, and so they alternate. They come out sometimes on, I don't know, what, Sunday night and sometimes on Monday. I don't remember. But, you know, they come out early in the week so that everybody can talk about it. Well, so they're apparently not supposed to come out for a little while today, so we already have somebody who has done a prediction on what the poll will look like.
So there's a prediction?
We can't wait until the actual poll comes out later today. We have to have a prediction on what the poll will be before it comes out.
Okay.
That's where we've got. That's where we are now, that we do that. We're going to predict. So anyway, what this prediction said, they're going, shut up and just tell us what A&M is supposed to be. Right? Okay. Forget all this stuff. Just tell me. 19th is what they say. They say A&M will be 19th in the poll when it comes out. So we'll see what happens.
That's probably a little higher than they should be.
I don't know that at all.
No, I mean, in terms they're that good, I think. Right. But I think in terms of climbing the poll that quickly, that's a little quick.
Well, Arizona State is supposed to move down to 24th. So you heard it here maybe first, and if not, it doesn't really matter.
Wasn't that fun?
it was fun.
At least on the defensive side. I haven't experienced that in a long time.
Yeah, it was. It was fun. Of course, the crowd obviously in A&M's favor.
Sure.
Well, it helped to have a roof on there.
It did. Yeah, I think
they said it was quite impressive. A lot of ASU fans saying they're loud.
Yeah, well, and again, it wasn't even a full house. I'm hoping, I don't know what the new configuration at Kyle Field will do. There's obviously, you know, sound will be different than it was last year. But Kyle Field has been quieter for the last 2 years.
It
and that's
seems
not
like
a
it.
Good thing.
I'd feel a lot more confident about this. Oh, the awnings are going to keep the noise in.
Yeah.
If we had actually had some, you know, master's level students, just maybe do a study.
Yeah.
And see if we're not creating some sort of standing floor wave that causes it to cancel itself out.
Sure, maybe, but well,
for, wow.
Yeah, and then we'll see if the. If the press box moves again when they do Saul Varsity's horns off, because that's what it's done for.
They said it shouldn't.
20 years, which was scary. Well, yeah, it's kind of embedded in the stadium now. It's a little bit different. But anyway, it was fun. Kyler Murray is exciting to watch, and that's people like that. But then, you know, the other thing is that Kyle Allen was able to then come back and lead the team to victory, which was important. And Kyler Murray got popped pretty hard, I think.
Yeah, he did.
Well, and so did Drew Kaser. Is he okay?
Don't know.
That didn't look good.
And I have looked everywhere I can to find any kind of update, and I haven't found anything.
Well, you never will.
No, I know.
The Kevin Sumlin team, you never will. But
that's fine, and that's okay.
Yeah, they wrote him off in a cart, so we'll see what happens.
I mean, I can't even find speculation anywhere. Yeah.
You know, what's interesting is the backup punter, one of the backup punters is Kelly Trepuka's son, the guy who used to play basketball for the Mavericks. His son is one of the backup punters at A&M, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, it'll be fun. So today's Labor Day. I had no idea there was a Labor Day song.
Labor Day, come on everybody, it's Labor Day. Come on everybody, it's Labor Day.
Who is that?
Is it Labor Day?
Yeah, Labor Day.
Oh.
Today is Labor Day.
Oh. Okay, where did we find it? Who is that singing?
It's a little online webcomic I used to frequent called Homestar Runner.
Okay.
And that would be Homestar.
Oh, okay. It sounded like Adam Sandler to me, so that's why I was kind of wondering.
Maybe a little funnier than Adam Sandler.
Yeah, okay. Well, that doesn't take much.
I know.
We have a memo. We have a memo in our break room today.
We do.
That talks about the guidelines of Bryan Broadcasting as to who's supposed to be working today.
Strictly adhered to.
And who's not. And somehow or other, I guess the people down there on Candy 95 did not get the memo that they were supposed to be at work today. Because they're not here. And I don't think Bryan at Peace 107 is here.
No, he's here.
Is he here?
Yeah.
I didn't see him walk by. Okay.
I think the other is a case of RHIP.
I don't know what that means.
Rank has its privileges.
You're saying this to Scott.
I've been working here for like 44 years.
Yes,
okay?
But you don't have the rank.
Oh, is that it?
No.
Okay, all right.
You have the tenure.
I'm just a host.
Yes.
Okay.
You shower pretty frequently.
I got you. Yeah, because thanks. Because radio work is so difficult.
Yes.
It is so taxing mentally and physically that I can't perform under these conditions.
Right.
Well, I mean, if the kids have to go to school, if the big school is open, seems like you ought to have to be here. But
you know. And little kids are at school, too.
Yeah. Labor Day marks the traditional end of summer. It'll still be like 104 today, heat index, whatever. First Labor Day in U.S. America was celebrated, there goes Bryan, on September the 5th.
Hey, look, a squirrel! Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, in 1882 in New York City, became a federal holiday in 1894. President Grover Cleveland made reconciliation with the labor movement as a top priority politically as a gesture of good faith. So all that to say a couple of things. First of all, the labor unions are withholding their support for the Hilster, and she figured she'd have them. The second thing is that it is labor negotiation time with car makers right now. Now, the way they used to do this is the labor unions would pick out a company, and that would be the one who they would strike. Sometimes it was Chrysler, sometimes it was GM, sometimes it was Ford. And that was a big deal. Then they'd go into their talks, you know, and everybody would go in their you know, back then they wore, you know, little dark ties and coats and, you know, shirts and buttoned up and all that, and they'd go in and they'd negotiate and negotiate and negotiate. It was really big news when that would happen because the strike would take place. Well, things have obviously changed because the auto industry is not nearly as important as it used to be. And so the fact that we end up having a strike really won't matter that much to a whole lot of people as long as they can still find a car that they can buy if they want to buy. And even if they can't buy, it's not there's not going to be some hue and cry that you need to be out there settling this strike so I can buy a car, because simply the auto industry is not as big. But before that, before the negotiations even start, and they're supposed to start later on this month, they have not even chosen the company they're going to strike. It seems like Ford's in the crosshairs, but we'll see.
The only one that didn't take government money is in the crosshairs.
That's right, yep. Over the weekend, the auto union leadership put out a YouTube video about what they believe needs to be part of the package. And they're basically negotiating on YouTube. So, I mean, good on them, I guess, for deciding that they want to take it out to social media. I don't know what that will necessarily do to engender support. But one of the things that they want to do, here's what happened. GM got in so much trouble because they had these long-standing pension programs. They paid those retirees a whole bunch of money for a long time in health care, and it just broke them. They did not have the money for it. So those folks got cut loose, got a nice check, and they're out of there, and they're not in the system anymore. One of the things they're talking about doing is having all of the manufacturing unions come together as one, so that they are a body of one from a health insurance standpoint. And they believe that that's how they'll be able to get better benefits for their workers.
Well, they already have those Cadillac plans that are causing them problems, and they want a waiver on anyway.
Certainly, they do. So we'll see what happens. But
I love that optimism, though. You know, 94 million people not in the workforce, labor force, and they think they can fight for workers' rights. This is certainly a business owner's market.
Yes, you're right. That's
It should be.
Well, and they're saying, you know, the automakers are making a ton of money right now. I mean, if you want to go back 15 years, think about the incentives that they used to have to pour out there because people were holding back. They weren't moving in to make the buy. Well, now they are, and people are kind of used to having new cars again. Look around at all the new cars that are out there on the roads. I
mean, oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of them.
It's easy to tell, at least from a Texas license plate perspective. You can just see the letters going up, A, B, C, D. I think we're in the G's now.
You're right. Yes, yep, GBP, I think. Yeah, I saw one of those not too long ago. Yeah, so it's true. As you probably know, the 2016 cars are coming into the dealers in the next couple of weeks, and so that means there will be a sale on the leftover 2015 models. As an additional incentive, Ford now is going to offer 0% APR for 72 months financing plus $1,000 in bonus cash on every 2015 Ford car.
I think I need a car.
Chevrolet offers a similar deal on most of its 2015 models, and Chrysler has several models with the same deal, but there's also clothing, mattresses, and small electronics on sale as well. Labor Day is also the date for the annual Mackinac Bridge Walk. 40,000 people estimated to do this for the 58th year. The governor up there, it's a trivia question, Rick Snyder, traditionally leads the walk. You know, Mackinac, which opened in 1957, is the third longest suspension bridge in U.S. America.
No, I did not know that.
So now you know that. There you are. So that's most of our Labor Day stuff.
Where's the longest?
I don't know. It's the 10th longest in the world.
Hang on.
The third longest in U.S. America is probably the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, would be my thought. But we'll see. You'll look it up and find it for us. AAA is projecting 35.5 million U.S. Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home over the Labor Day weekend. Well, all the Aggie fans that went to Houston have already done that.
You were right.
What?
The Verrazano Narrows Bridge.
There you go. And that plus $1.25 will give me a cup of coffee. So there.
Depending on where you go.
Yeah, that's right. The most travelers for this weekend since 2008 is what analysts are saying. So that's a pretty good deal. Well, gas is cheap. Everybody thinks that's good. In the short term, it is, but eventually we need to start spending more money. Well, got to get the tax revenue up. Remember the MDA Labor Day telethon? That used to be a really big deal.
Yep, oh, Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, exactly. And hosted a couple of those back in the day. That was fun. We did it at the Brazos Center. Now they do a 2-hour show called the MDA Show of Strength. That was discontinued earlier this year. Wow. So they're not doing anything, nope. I guess. MDA President and CEO Stephen Dirk said this year, the decision to end our beloved telethon was not made lightly. In the past few years, the show was adjusted to reflect changes in viewership and donor patterns, and last year's Ice Bucket Challenge once again affirmed for us that today's families, donors, and sponsors are looking to us for new, creative, and organic ways to support our mission. So there you go. The first telethon aired in 1956 and was co-hosted by Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. MDA's first Labor Day telethon was broadcast in 1966 on a single New York station, and then it went on to become the successful fundraiser that it was. Jerry Lewis with it until 2010. So there you are. Fashion trends, and I think we'll wait a little while on that.
Oh, well, thank you. I got to be more awake for that.
I have a story on fashion trends, but probably not. Here you go. Psychologist Arthur Aaron tells us he's been studying love and relationships for a few decades now. He believes that he has uncovered the single biggest predictor of human happiness, and it is the quality of a person's relationships. That's it. If you've got lousy relationships, particularly in your love relationship, it affects all the other aspects of your life. Okay?
My dog loves me unconditionally.
So there, and you know,
happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, that too.
Yep.
Happiness and happy relationships are kind of a two-way street. Are happy relationships really the cause of overall happiness, or are happy people just more likely to form happy relationships? Chicken or an egg, huh? The research shows that relationship satisfaction predicted changes in overall life satisfaction more than the other way around. In any case, little doubt that our relationships are important and that they have the power to shape our mood and our feelings in general. And about the world around us, too. So, are we going to get any of the presidential candidates here? I mean, we got 27 of them.
I doubt,
35 of them.
Doubt very seriously.
You don't think so? Got a big college over here.
Yep.
You know, a couple of them.
Seems I think like Bernie Sanders is the only one talking about college tuition.
Oh, and Bernie Sanders' message would resonate in College Station.
Oh,
I don't think there's
yeah.
any doubt.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to meet your needs. A doctor who provides same-day appointments so you don't have to wait when you're sick. A doctor who knows listening and responding is the key to a strong relationship. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, convenient, connected, and responsive. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Good morning, it's 727. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Pretty typical Labor Day for us. Look for a high temperature, probably about 96 or so. Heat index will take us to 103. Got a slight chance of showers. Maybe something will kind of push together here. Got a 20% chance of rain tomorrow night and on Tuesday during the day as well. Wednesday, we're up to 30% chance. Wednesday night, 50%. And they're telling us right now that Thursday, there's a 70% chance of showers with a high of only 89. So that would be nice. Right now, winds are calm. 94% relative humidity, cloudy skies, and we're at 76.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. ANCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
4 years ago, Nissan ran a commercial during the Super Bowl featuring a polar bear journeying from his eroding glacier to a nice U.S. suburb in order to hug a person who owned a Nissan Leaf, one of their green energy cars. Polar bear hugs are pure liberal fantasy. Reality is another story. Now, according to CNN, a team of meteorologists on a remote Russian island are trapped in their weather station by polar bears. The scientists describe the bears as aggressive, and they report that they're fighting near the weather station. The only weapons the scientists brought with them were flares, and they used them. Sadly, the polar bears were not scared. They were probably amused, in fact. In any event, they aren't retreating. There seems to be no escape for the scientists. Now, the Worldwide Fund for Nature is urging the Russian government to save the scientists. I don't know, maybe they expect Vladimir Putin to ride in on horseback, shirtless, flexing his abs, and drive the polar bears off. Or better, there's one person who could save the day, our own Mr. Global Warming, Vice President Al Gore. He can take a solar-powered plane, get to Russia in about 6 months. If the polar bears haven't eaten the scientists already, Al Gore can explain to the bears that the scientists are trying to save them and the Earth and their ice. See, there's a lesson here. When you go to polar bear country to change the climate, you better take a rifle and know how to use it, because the polar bears don't like you.
Are you better than average at fantasy football? Yeah? Well, thanks to FanDuel.com's one-week 50-50 fantasy football leagues for real money, you can prove it. 50% of teams in these leagues win real money. And get this, FanDuel fantasy football leagues last just 1 week. Finish anywhere in the top half of FanDuel's 50-50 fantasy football leagues, and you're a winner. You'll win almost double your money and get your cash immediately. Plus, with no season-long commitment at FanDuel, you only play when you want. So, Mr. Above Average Fantasy Football Player, what are you waiting for? Right now, FanDuel is offering you free entry into a one-week 50-50 money league. Finish in the top half, and you'll win instant cash. No strings attached. But hurry, this amazing offer ends this Friday. The only way to get free entry into a one-week 50-50 fantasy football league is to go to FanDuel.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and use the promo code 6262. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code 6262.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. This Wednesday, the Telehealth Counseling Clinic at Texas A&M's Health Science Center is hosting an open house for the public to learn more about their work.
Imagine visiting with your doctor on FaceTime. It might not be ideal for a dentist appointment, but video conferencing works for mental health patients.
Individual, group, and couples counseling to ages 13 and up in English and Spanish for a wide variety of concerns, from relationship concerns and job stress and anxiety to some more severe things like bipolar and post-traumatic stress disorder.
Director of the Telehealth Counseling Clinic, Dr. Carly McCord, says sessions use technology in which a counselor interacts with patients through confidential video conferencing set up at remote clinics located in five counties in the Brazos Valley.
The counselors log in through the video equipment and meet with the client, or we also do a lot of phone counseling, so we got to see them over the video at least once, but then if there's still some transportation issues or other things that normally would be barriers to getting some counseling services, we'll do the sessions over the phone.
McCord says this Wednesday's open house is from 4 to 6 at their clinic located at Texas A&M's Health Science Center. More information is online at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Senator Ted Cruz being called a jackass last week by House Speaker John Boehner got the attention of a Texas congressman. Bill Flores of Bryan says that will be brought up tomorrow when he has dinner with Boehner.
I will tell him that, you know, it's not helpful to those of us that are conservatives trying to advance positive conservative solutions for him to be going out and calling other conservatives names.
Flores says that takes away from the business that needs to be done in Congress.
What are we going to do on the debt ceiling vote? What kind of things is he going to let conservatives like me add to that, like approval of the Keystone Pipeline, like defunding Planned Parenthood, things like that? to make that a more palatable vote so that we get something good out of an otherwise bad vote. We're going to need to have to talk about when are we going to move forward using the reconciliation process for repealing and replacing Obamacare.
Boehner's remarks came during a fundraiser in Colorado. Authorities are looking for the person responsible for strangling a woman and striking her with a hammer. College Station police responded Saturday night at 9:30 to Southgate Village Apartments. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment of life-threatening injuries. A news release stated the victim knew who assaulted her, but no specific identity was released. Anyone with information is asked to call 764-3600. College Station police report no one was hit by gunfire outside an apartment complex Friday night. 24-year-old Sean Deere of College Station was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. According to the arrest report, Deere said he fired a .22 caliber revolver. Officers recovered the gun from his front right pocket and 16 rounds of assorted ammunition in his left pocket. The confrontation at the Gables Apartments on University Oaks Boulevard was prearranged and followed an argument after the victims, a man and his girlfriend, had kicked out Deere's girlfriend out of their apartment. Officers also learned the female victim videotaped the gunfire and the altercation that preceded it. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced plea agreements on DWI charges that result in prison time. 46-year-old Gregory Mogg of Magnolia admitted to his sixth DWI. He's been in jail since his arrest in March of last year when he drove off Welburn Road south of College Station. It was determined his blood alcohol level was more than three times the legal limit. A 10-year sentence marks the second time Mogg is going to prison for that offense. And a College Station man who was out on bond after being arrested in February for his second DWI has admitted to being under the influence of PCP while driving in June with his 7-year-old child in the car. 40-year-old Edward Jenkins, who was arrested after he was involved in a minor crash, was sentenced to 4 years due to his criminal history. Online court records don't show Jenkins has been indicted from his DWI arrest in February. Bryan police are assisting the local UPS office in the investigation of a large theft. No arrests have been made in the loss of more than $16,000 of various electronic items over the last 2 months. Bryan police also responded to a witness who said they saw three people using crack cocaine inside a restroom at Neal Park. According to the arrest report, officers determined the drugs belonged to only one of the three. 31-year-old Joshua Curtis was arrested following a lengthy foot chase with an officer who was treated for minor injuries after he was shoved during a struggle. According to online jail records, it's the third time Curtis has been arrested this year and 18th time since 2004. Curtis is also being held by Washington County on a charge of possessing prohibited items in their jail. Another Bryan man has been arrested for the third time this year and 12th time in the last 5 years. 24-year-old Bobby Perry II is accused of hitting an ex-girlfriend with a 2-foot-long crowbar. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, the woman was going to seek medical treatment on her own for a golf ball-sized bump on her forearm. Officers seized the crowbar along with 13 baggies, each containing a personal use quantity of marijuana. Twice in 1 week, a College Station couple has contributed to a local organization. The College Station ISD Foundation received a $20,000 check from Dr. Leonard and Mayor Nancy Berry. It will endow a scholarship that will be awarded starting next year to a CSISD graduating senior with a grade point average of 3.0 who also has a financial need. Dr. Berry says he received the money as a grant from Lowe's following his retirement from the Home Improvement Company's board of directors. The Berrys, whose two sons are graduates of Consolidated High School, recently provided funding to the nonprofit Health for All Medical Clinic for equipment and other resources. WTAW News Time is 7:38 at 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Cowell Banker Agtown Realtors, above the rest. Find Cowell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Get 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. 13 grand! You may have noticed all the hot pink plates driving around town. That means someone just saved thousands at College Station Ford Lincoln. And you can save 13 grand on 2015 F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. And if that's not good enough, get 0% for 72 months on all new 2015 Fords, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Find out more at collegestationford.com. Huge truck sales this summer have earned us extra trucks from the factory, along with extra incentives. 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s only at College Station Ford Lincoln. Plus, all F-150s come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Take a free ride today with 0% for 72 months at College Station Ford Lincoln. collegestationford.com.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 12th, it's animal wound care. Come learn about what you can handle on your own, how to handle it, and when it's time to call the veterinarian. This week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 7:41. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you supporting by Wilton's Office Works, located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com, Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here are your numbers.
Sunshine, it's in the forecast for today. It'll send temperatures up to 95 degrees during the afternoon. We're clear tonight, though a little bit of fog could develop by morning. Overnight lows around 75. Mostly sunny and hot tomorrow. Temperatures are back to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 75. During Wednesday, clouds will fill in. There may be a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Highs Wednesday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I thought the biggest difference, too, was I thought our open field tackling was very good.
I think a lot of people would agree the Aggie defense in general was just kind of a pleasant surprise. We'll have more on Aggie football, also high school football. Get you caught up if you missed anything. And Major League Baseball is heating up towards the playoffs. We'll have all that and more in sports here in about 10 minutes.
7:42. Arizona State kind of got a dose of their own medicine. I was reading an article over the weekend about how the defense is becoming stronger and stronger. Arizona State blitzed 49% of opponents' dropbacks on first down last season compared to the national average of 21. That's kind of what the Aggies were doing.
Well, and someone said that Arizona blitzed them almost every play.
Arizona State, sorry. Right, uh-huh. Well, and, you know, it could get worse. Like if you were the New Mexico State team. First of all, you're a horrible football team. Then you go over to Florida to get your brains beaten in, 63-13. And then they break into your bus and steal stuff from your players. Two of the buses that had the New Mexico State football team stuff on it got broken into during the game. What is that about? I would think they would have police in charge of maybe watching that.
You would think.
I mean, they have them for high school games. You'd think they'd have them for college games. No statement yet that I can find from Florida Athletic Department. We were busy. I don't know.
Speaking of statements, have you seen?
We were sorry Tim Tebow got cut. All right, go ahead.
Have you seen the repercussions for the San Antonio football players?
San Antonio who?
Two high school football players. John.
Oh, yeah.
John Jay? I can't remember the school.
Yeah, John Jay is a school in San Antonio.
Yeah, John Jay. They threw two players out, so these two players on another play, one of them blindsided the official while the official's laying on the ground.
What?
Speared him. So two guys took this guy out.
An official?
Yes.
Okay.
Those two were suspended. They're reviewing it. Obviously, nothing's going to happen today because the UIL and everything else is closed, but holy cow. It was brutal.
Is that not maybe criminal charges?
There was some talk of that.
I could see that might happen.
That seems to be rather assault-esque.
Wow. Okay. No, I didn't hear about that.
Crazy.
Gun shop in Florida is the subject of controversy after putting a tactical Crusader version of the AR-15 assault rifle on sale, which has the Bible verse, the 144th Psalm. Have you seen this?
No, I have not.
Yeah, it's the Psalm of David. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. They engraved that on the magazine holder. The gun shop, which is called Spikes Tactical, said the rifle also features a shield with a cross on the left side of the lower unit, while the rifle's safety selector has the words peace for safe and war for semi-automatic. Wait. And God's will for full automatic.
Oh! Spray and pray.
Yeah.
Mine just says infidel.
The Crusader retails for $13.95 as a manufacturer's lifetime warranty. Company spokesman, former Navy SEAL Ben Mookie Thomas, said he came up with the idea and says they did not intend to insult or antagonize Muslims. They believe America and much of the world is threatened by Islamic terrorism, and the Crusader is a symbol of shared Christian values and the right to defend themselves. So there you go. Happy Labor Day. Authorities say a Massachusetts police officer blowed up his own police car. Then he lied about it. Prosecutors say the 24-year-old unidentified Mills officer claimed that a suspect fired several shots at him, so he returned fire. Moments later, the cruiser burst into flames. But investigators later said that the officer had apparently, their words, fired shots at his own cruiser as part of a plan to concoct a story that he had been fired upon. Part-time officer, had only been with the department about a year and had not yet completed the police academy. Officer's motives are unknown. That will be an interesting story if and when it ever comes out.
Yes.
Not sure that it will, but nonetheless. All right, let's see. Transformer refueled. You boys go to the movies this weekend?
Nope.
All right, just saying.
Did you?
No, kidding. Hadn't done that in a while, but anyhow.
Do you go every now and again?
No,
or you just kind of give it up on that?
2 or 3 years since I've seen one. I don't know. I know I'm supposed to, but anyhow. All right, so did you guys celebrate Bacon Day? Saturday was Bacon Day.
I did have bacon.
Okay.
I had to remember.
Yeah.
Bacon cheese waffle fries.
Whoa. Bacon cheese waffle fries.
Oh, yeah, it was delicious.
Right, that does sound pretty fabulous.
Okay. Well, bring some. Quit telling us about it. You can bring some next time, okay?
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Gear up for fall at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment with a new John Deere Gator utility vehicle. Designed with extreme off-road performance and the ultimate in work capability, John Deere Gators are ideal for the sportsman who hunts, fishes, trail rides, or needs work done around their property. For a limited time, get 3.9% financing for 72 months and up to $800 off select models. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends October 30th, 2015, subject to approved revolving credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I didn't have good male role models growing up. My dad, well, he died an alcoholic, and my stepdad walked out on my siblings and me the day of my mother's funeral. Even my foster father took almost no interest in me. For years, I really didn't know what a good father even looked like. So when I became a dad, I didn't want to duplicate my father's mistakes. I didn't want their faults to define my life. I didn't want to wake up every day with the goal of trying not to be like my dad's. What a negative way to live. It's like an Olympic athlete trying not to lose instead of giving his or her all in order to win. Had I done that, I might have risen above my dad's mistakes, but I probably wouldn't have reached my full potential as a father. I decided to take another approach. Instead of running away from something negative, I chose to run towards something positive. My goal was to learn what effective parenting was all about and work hard to achieve it. The more I lived up to my vision of good parenting, the more I would naturally avoid my dad's mistakes. And as a parent, maybe you're tempted to put all your energy into not being whatever was modeled for you as a child. But don't spend each day focused on outrunning something negative. Your kids will benefit from your parenting far more if you strive for something greater and more positive. Discover the kind of parent you want to be and go after it. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace, in the convenience of home. It's as easy as watching TV. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, end the frustration. Call Math Made Easy. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 866-598-MATH. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer. And with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel in math this coming fall. Call now, 866-598-6284, or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Honey and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. This morning, it's brought to you by Team of Navasota. Texas A&M football kicked off their season in fine style in Houston, Texas for the Advocare Texas kickoff, and Kyle Allen threw for a score early and then sealed the game by running for a touchdown and throwing for another in the fourth quarter after being benched in favor of Kyler Murray, the freshman. And A&M coach Kevin Sumlin said this was something the team could build on.
If you learn anything you learned from last year, it doesn't mean much of anything. I will say this, you know, somebody knew something. We weren't ranked, but we were favored. So somebody was right and somebody was wrong. I don't understand that. But that's a good football team. Very, very talented. They're fast, well coached. You know, for us to come in and play the way we played for 60 minutes, I think is really, really something that we can build off of.
As for a brand new defensive coordinator and coach John Chavis, with a look at their brand new Aggie D, they forced two turnovers, had 9 sacks, and 14 tackles for loss. Deshaun Hall led the unit with 4 sacks and 2 forced fumbles. Miles Garrett had 2 sacks as well with 3 hurries, and he forced a fumble too.
I thought the biggest difference too was I thought our open field tackling was very good. They had some chances for some plays, and we missed a couple, but in general, I thought we tackled well tonight. And it had a lot to do with, you know, those three guys back there, Armani Donovan, Justin Evans, covering a lot of ground back there and letting our corners play man-to-man. And those guys kind of roam in the middle of the field. They covered up for a lot of different things.
One other notable standout, true freshman Christian Kirk delivered the Aggies' first punt return touchdown since 2012 early in the second quarter and put the game out of reach with a weaving 66-yard receiving touchdown in the final quarter. Kirk finished the game with a little more than 200 all-purpose yards. The pregame is at 5 with Dave and Dave. The kickoff is at 6 as the Aggies welcome Ball State to the new and improved Kyle Field this Saturday. From one football to another, except we call it soccer, Haley Pounds netted 3 goals in a little over 12 minutes in the second half to secure the first career hat trick for that young lady. And the number 3 Aggies scored a 4-1 win over the Abilene Christian Wildcats Sunday at Ellis Field. A&M returns to action Thursday as they travel to Gainesville for a 6 o'clock start against the Florida Gators to open up the SEC portion of the schedule. A&M claimed a pair of team titles as they started the 2015 cross-country season with the Aggie opener on the Dale Watts course Friday evening against Lamar and UTSA. In addition to team victories, A&M also produced a pair of individual winners in Aggie juniors Karis Jokin and Cameron Villarreal. We'll hop over now to high school football and put a wrap on week 2 as A&M Consolidated fell to Foster 45-34. Brian trounced Conroe.
And here is a keep by B.J. Ross. Running room to the left side for Ross. He's at the 40-yard line. Has a first down to the 30. Ross down the sideline, and he is going to take it all the way for a touchdown. 53 yards on the first play.
And they just kept rolling up points. They finished with a 48-14 win. Rudder got nipped by Colleen Ellison, 28-21. College Station took the opening drive 73 yards, and it looked promising.
Hand off. Sinet up the middle, tries to break it to the outside, still on his feet, and Chris Sinet gets into the end zone for the College Station touchdown.
The guys fell short to Waco, 21-20. Navasota embarrassed Houston Yates, 70-12. Buffalo blank Somerville, 62-0. And St. Joseph Catholic lost to Shiner St. Paul, 47-0. Now, if you missed any of the games or want to catch up with your favorite team, we do have the podcast posted at BrazosFootball.com. We'll keep it with football for just a minute, but move up to the NFL, where the Cowboys have acquired running back Christian Michael in a trade from Seattle. Michael was sent to the Cowboys on Sunday for a conditional 2016 draft pick. Michael was a second-round draft pick out of Texas A&M back in 2013. In Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros take him down to the wire almost every time.
That ball is hammered to right. Jed Lowry, grand slam. Are you kidding me?
Jed Lowry parked his grand salami in the second row at Minute Maid Park to make the score 5-2. And Dallas Keuchel became the American League's first 17-game winner as the Astros rallied to an 8-5 win over the Minnesota Twins. The Astros are in Oakland for a late matinee game today. They'll start at 3:05. Mike Trout snapped a career-worst 27-game home run drought as the Los Angeles Angels beat the Texas Rangers 7-0. The Rangers head to Seattle this afternoon at 5:40. And finally, we'll wrap it up with some NASCAR action, where Carl Edwards wanted momentum heading into the championship chase, and he found it at Darlington.
And this is as good as it gets, and this is what it's about. We're sliding cars. The tires are falling off. I mean, this is the style of racing that I love. If there's any chance we could run this in the chase, I hope we can do it.
Edwards rallied after falling two laps behind because of a flat tire, went on to beat Brad Keselowski off pit road, and led the last 12 laps to win his first Southern 500. And that's going to do it for sports. Mike Vivaldi's here with our deal of the day from Team of Navasota after recovering from a child this weekend. Got a little grown-up fun going down to the Aggie game. What are you guys working on at the dealership?
We have the 0% financing available now on Fords up to 72 months. We're also discounting vehicles up to $12,000 off. Being close to the end of the year, it's a good time to buy.
And over the past little bit, when we've done the deals of the day, everything's been under $10,000. And I looked at the website. You guys have a thing called 10 Under 10.
Yes, sir. We try to keep, you know, a select group of vehicles that have been through the shop that are nice vehicles that are still affordable, first-time buyer type vehicles, students, that kind of thing, for under $10,000.
So in that same vein, what are we working for our deal of the day today?
We got a 2007 Ford Focus, a perfect teenager car, only $7,400.
That's well under $10,000. To find out more, where do they look at them?
TeamOfNavasota.com.
And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M University Center and Special Events to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M Center and Special Events uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Amish Furniture for Generations having their 11th annual sale going on right now. They've extended it until September the 12th. This is a chance for you to save money on tables and chairs, and the sale ends on September the 12th. Now, this is a great time for you to not only get the good savings, but also you can make your order for dining room tables and chairs that you will receive in time for Thanksgiving. Typically, it takes about 6 to 8 weeks for the orders to be delivered. But that's the idea, is that as you get close to the holidays, you want to get your order in ahead of time so that you can be able to get it here on time. They get backlogged just like anybody else would around holiday time when it comes to the handcrafted furniture that you get at Amish Furniture for Generations. So good time for you to come in and have a look. And quite often there are pieces you can buy right off the showroom floor, so that's available too. But now's the time to stop in and see them. It's the 11th annual sale. Amish Furniture for Generations on tables and chairs, and it ends September the 12th. That's Amish Furniture for Generations. They're on Boonville Road, the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center, just down from Kroger.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime, 979-595-3468. Ringing the door bell to your future home and investment properties. Bell Properties can help you with all your real estate needs. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties today, 979-595-3468. Bell Properties for all your real estate needs.
So, first home game for their A&M football coming up, of course, this Saturday against powerful Ball State. Best college football programs typically have the most intimidating home environments. Few teams enjoy going to Bryant-Denny or places like that. But, of course, just to prove that you can use statistics for almost any purpose to prove almost any point, a study group called the Prediction Machine, what they did is they simulated games. They studied which teams have the biggest home field advantage since 2000, comparing home performance relative to how they play on the road, and then also taking into account the level of competition and expectation. So, in other words, performing better at home than people thought they would. Number one in their listing, the Mean Green of North Texas State.
Really?
Well, just because they're so horrible that they do better at home than people thought. Wisconsin's second, Arkansas's third, Kansas is fourth. But there you go. Just saying. All right, it's 8 o'clock. You can find a stat for anything. 8 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Bryant.